The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
We all know delayed passports and airport queues are amongst the main worries of people heading on holidays this summer. But if you're the parent of small children, taking them on a plane to new surroundings can be the stuff of nightmares. To share some helpful tips and war stories of their own, I'm delighted to be joined by the hosts of the parenting podcast Stretch Marks, Sinead O'Moore, mum of two, and Caroline Foran, mum of one. How are you, lads?
Good morning.
Good. Very well.
How are you?
It's lovely to see you both. This fills me with dread. Now, my children are a little bit older at this point, so my youngest is 8 going on holiday this year. But the stress of going on holidays, Sinead, is incredible.
Especially when there is so much at stake. I feel like everybody has had to sacrifice so much over the last couple of years. And the idea of going on holidays now is like you have to get it right. It has to be picture perfect. It has to go smoothly. You have to pick the right destination. Everywhere is so expensive right now. We really have one shot at making these, you know, precious memories that we feel so pressured to make with our families. And that's why we're piling the pressure on ourselves as parents to make it as perfect as possible.
Mm. It's when you get to the resort though, Caroline, it tends to kind of go okay then, because, you know, you can walk around and you have your front door, you can close. It's the plane.
Yeah,
the plane is the biggest stress.
I've just come back from my first 2-week trip abroad with my 22-month-old, and it was the journey. It was just that airport day. The going and the coming were the really big sources of stress for me. I was excited for the part when I got there. I just didn't know if I would be capable of getting there. I was lucky. I escaped the madness in Dublin Airport that just kicked off just after I left. But I think I had such low...
Was it your fault, by the way? Is that what you're saying?
I think I tempered my expectations so much just to be like, look, it might be a bit of a disaster of a day, but that's okay. And I think we don't see enough of that on social media, so we think it should go really smoothly. And then once you get there, you're over and done with it, and then it's fine. It's so much better than you think it will be.
So how do you manage that? Because I remember for me, I don't know whether it's the dad thing or not, the push chair, the buggy became a huge issue. Because then, you know, do you bring the buggy to the gate? Do you put it in? And you have to find the oversized luggage thing, which is down the other side of the airport. And then it comes out in a weird part on the far. Oh, lads.
The best thing you can do if you can afford it is to invest in, I have a baby Zen yo-yo, which folds up really tiny. It's super light and it fits in the overhead cabin, even on Ryanair it works. So that was like a lifesaver for me. It's so light. Actually, I mean, there was no point in me even bringing a buggy. My baby doesn't even want to go in it. He went in for 5 minutes of the entirety of the trip, but it was still good to have it there. There's lots of things that you can do that in advance that make your life easier. We've gone through so many things in our podcast that have just seemed so simple but are so effective. And I think it, like, again, if you can stretch it and book an extra seat for your baby if they're under two, if you can afford it, that just makes life so much easier. You have a little bit of wiggle room for everyone to just breathe a bit.
And sitting on the plane then is the other challenge, isn't it? Because when you're there trying to come to terms with it, Sinead, and one child is screaming and the other child is looking at the iPad, and then the trolley comes along and they want everything on the trolley, and it gets really, and you just want a glass of wine.
I think patience and a sense of humour, and appreciating that you're asking tiny little humans to work in something that's designed for adults. You know, we're asking them to regulate their stressors and behave as though we want them to. But really, they're just going to be kids. So if there's people around you that are making eyes at you and making strange and being like, oh, here we go now with the crying eyes, ignore it. Your job in that moment is to stay as cool and calm as you possibly can so that your child stays as cool and calm as they possibly can. Snacks, start with savory, move to sweet, like keep the gold for the end. You know, only produce it as and when you need to lure them back
into. Don't start with the Haribo Star Mix.
Don't start with the sugar.
It's like training a dog. You need high value treats to save for the most important crucial moment.
You have to structure it. Keep your hand luggage light as well. You don't want to be rummaging around. You don't want to feel suffocated like you've got all of this stuff. Have it really, really like laid out. And also go with something that's clean. You know, the wipeable toys, the wipeable markers on for colouring in and stickers.
This thing called an Aquadoodle, which was so
Oh yes,
so
they're
much
great.
Fun. And it just opens out and you put a little bit of water into the pen and you can colour and go mad and it can't go anywhere.
It can't go anywhere.
It was amazing.
Avoid mess. And the other thing is, you want to change your clothes for them, but you also want to change your clothes for you. Not only will there be accidents, they will spill all over you.
Yeah.
There needs to be also a real educational lesson from the airlines as to where the baby changing table is on the aircraft. Because every time I was on a plane, it seemed to be in a different jacks.
Yeah, it was in the one furthest away from me and we did have to go down and make a visit. It was quite a spectacle we had to sort out. And yeah, it was a bit of a disaster. But look, we got through it. There was two of us there. We were told only one person could go into the toilet. And I said, well, he has to stand outside with the door open because I just need him here. There was nowhere to put your bits and bobs. But hopefully you only have to do that once on a flight if you're lucky. Another other thing for me was to get really tiny toy cars or whatever the equivalent would be that would make your kid happy and only bring them out one by one. I brought some of his favourite toys and he was like, oh, I've seen these before, I don't care. And then when I introduced something he'd never seen before, the novelty was like, it got us through the last half an hour of the flight.
Yeah, which is good. Now, when you get there, routine goes out the window, doesn't it? I mean, like the routine that you've spent so much time, Sinead, getting everybody, you've practiced it, you're in bed, you're half sleeping, you're sleeping, you go down and you can relax. Shot. Absolutely shot, because you're going out for dinner at odd times and everything happens. So how do you manage that?
I think it's about looking at the age of your family and making it age appropriate. I mean, there are things that we would have done when we went away with our first when she was a baby, because she was so little, she'd sleep in the pram, she'd sleep in your arms, and you could stay out a little bit longer. Then there's that age, the toddler age, where like sleep is essential. They need to be in bed at a certain time because otherwise the rest of the night is just ruined. If you have one of those children, stick with it, stick to the routine, but maybe book yourself an apartment with a balcony that's looking mm-hmm. over the sea. Get yourself a nice bottle of local wine. Get yourself some nice cheeses and olives in the fridge. Have a little date night on the balcony. Make it still feel like you're on holidays, even if you are trapped in the apartment.
I still stuck to the routine massively because I think it helped my anxiety around throwing everything out the window, and my baby was in such better form knowing that he was going to have his nap. And then we also, like, you kind of need a break in the middle of the day anyway, so we were happy to like let him lead us. And like Sinead said, we had a balcony, we sat out and we had some wine in the evening. And so we still managed. If people are worried, oh my god, I don't want the routine to go out the window, it doesn't have to if you're willing to let the baby lead you. And by the end of the day, when the baby went to bed, sure, we were wrecked anyway, we were happy to wind down. I didn't have any desire to be out eating dinner at 10 p.m. at all.
The other challenge, of course, is for the people who don't have children, to be non-judgy. Like, judgy is
well, go somewhere with the kids' pool separate to an adult's pool.
Yeah.
Pick your resort wisely. You'll know if you're booking somewhere that has very obvious family-friendly facilities, you're probably not going to have those judgy people.
Yeah, but they're everywhere. They're on the flight. They're in the airport. And, you know, you put pressure on yourself as a parent then, don't you, Caroline?
Absolutely. I mean, the fear of judgment, that's why a meltdown in public is so much harder. But I think it's so much in your head. I think it's rare a person who's going to actually vocalise their frustration with you. I did hear of someone recently in Dublin Airport who got an awful telling off from someone. I couldn't believe it. But that is so of the minority. Most people, like, I would be apologising to people around me saying, oh, sorry, like, you know, if you need to move further away, don't worry. And they're all, for the most part, very sound and very understanding. And at the end of the flight, they were like, oh, he did great. He did really well. And these are people who didn't even have kids. So I guess, like, expect people are kind. Just know that.
Yeah.
And if they're not, they're not your people, exactly. And you'll never see them again.
I mean,
see them again.
Fingers crossed you're not sitting them on the flight on the way back. Because that would be really unfortunate.
It's you and your child. That's the only thing that's important.
The podcast is called Stretch Marks. It's available from wherever people get their good podcasts. Caroline Foran and Sinead O'Moore, thank you so much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.